I'm going to preach you from the notebook. And it's like the owl of the desert. I did not do this. It's somebody else done this, and when I get done, I might tell you who did it. But it was a very famous servant. When the soldiers threw those boys into the furnace, the fourth man hurled himself through space. And in a moment's time was at their side, going into the burning, fiery furnace with them. By the time the door was shut, he had ripped off their bonds, clothed them with divine asbestos. And when the king looked in, all four of them were walking around in the fire unhurt, untouched by the flames. And the form of the fourth man was like unto the Son of God. Here's your tribulation period. It's a burning, fiery trial. And when they put us in and the door is shut, he's going to hurl himself from space. He comes down, he's going to unshackle every bond you ever had and set you free. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Help me to believe it, Lord. Help my unbelief. Now, the title of this message is Who is the Fourth Man? In the fiery furnace. In Genesis, he's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Israel, he's the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he's our Mordecai. And in Job, he's our ever living redeemer. For I know my redeemer liveth. Who is that fourth man? Why, in Psalms, he's our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he's our lover and bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's the righteous branch. In Lamentation, he's the weeping prophet. Ah, yes, my friends. Who is that fourth man in that fiery furnace? I wish somebody say, praise the Lord. In Ezekiel, he's the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. Well, who is that fourth man? Why, in Hosea, he's the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he's the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's mighty to save. In Jonah, he's our great foreign missioner. In Micah, he's the messenger of beautiful feet. In Naaman, he's the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he's God's evangelist crying, revive thy work. In the midst of the years. In Zephaniah, he's our savior. In Haggai, he's the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he's the fountain opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. And in Malachi, he's the son of righteousness rising with healing in his wings. I wish somebody say, praise the Lord. Man. Why, in Matthew, he's the Messiah. In Mark, he's the wonder worker. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. In John, he's the Son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost. In Romans, he's our justifier. In Corinthians, he's our sanctifier. In Galatians, he's our redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he's the Christ of unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he's the God who supplies all of our needs. How will somebody say, praise the Lord? Why, in Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he's our soon-coming king. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he's our mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's the faithful pastor. In Philemon, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Who is that fourth man? Why, in Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he's our great physician for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's our chief shepherd who shall soon appear with the cloud of unfading glory. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. And in Revelation, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah! Glory! Praise Jesus' name. Who is the fourth man? Who is that fourth man? Why? He's Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He's Abraham's ram. He's Isaac's well. He's Jacob's ladder. He's Issachar's burden. He's Jacob's scepter. He's Balaam's shadow. He's Moses' rod. He's Joshua's son of Nun that stood still. He's Elijah's mantle. He's Elisha's staff. He's Gideon's fleece. He's Samuel's horn of oil. He's David's slingshot. He's Isaiah's thick poultice. He's Hezekiah's sundial. He's Daniel's visions. He's Amos' burden. And he's Malachi's son of righteousness. Hallelujah. Who is that fourth man? Woo! Who is he? Why, he's Peter's shadow. He's Stephen's signs and wonders. He's Paul's handkerchief and apron. And he's John's pearly white city. Who is that fourth man? Why, he's the father to the orphan, a husband to the widow, to the traveler in the night. He's the bright and morning star. To those who walk in the lonesome valley, he's the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the honey in the rock. He's the brightness of God's glory, the expressed image of his person, the king of glory, the pearl of great price, the rock of the weary land, the cup that runneth over, the rod and the staff that covereth, and the government of our life upon his shoulder. Why, who is that fourth man? Why, it's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of the living God, Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. I bless your name, Lord. That message was preached about 35 years ago under an anointing. And the anointing is still there. That was a message that was preached by Oral Roberts in the Philadelphia church age. Who is the fourth man? Unto him be glory and dominion and power forever and ever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What more, Paul said, shall I say? There's Gideon, Samson, Baruch, Jethro. Many of these obtained the promise, and some died never receiving a promise, but they died in faith. You know what the promise was they were looking for? The Bible said they rejoiced. In the vision of the Lord, they saw our day. Amen. The day in which the promise is going to literally take place. And they looked away and they, wow! And they said, that's so far off, that the only way we can be able to be a partaker is to die and take our seat on the witness stand and watch this climax of the ages, this fulfillment of God's promise, this manifestation of his word. And I got news for you. They're still rejoicing and they're cheering and they're telling you, run on. Run on. Run on. Run on. Is the fourth man in your life today? Is he in your heart? Praise the Lord.